This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. Here are your closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was $6.56¾, up 3½. September corn, $5.76½, down 2½. December corn, $5.44½, down 2. July soybeans are $15.25¼, up 13¼. August soybeans, $14.29¼, up 8. November soybeans, $12.78½, up 5. July wheat was $6.75¾, down 3¼. September wheat, $6.85, down 2¾. December wheat, $6.99½, down 2½. Now we're going to have your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Tuesday afternoon. Strong soybean meal values and cash values helped to lift soybean prices. Monday's crop condition report released by the National Ag Statistics Service indicated Illinois farmers had completed 12% of their wheat harvest. Some reports from wheat harvested last week indicated the quality of wheat harvested in southern Illinois so far had been very good. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at $6.83 to $6.93. Soybean bids were up 12 to 19 cents at $15.29 to $15.40. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 4 cents stronger at $6.83 to $6.99, and soybeans were up 8 to 13 cents at $15.48 to $15.59. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 2 to 4 cents higher at $6.72 to $7.12. Soybeans gained 15 cents at $15.58 to $15.75, and the wheat bids mostly 1 to 3 cents lower on Tuesday at $6.56 to $6.67. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were up 13 to 17 cents at $15.79 to $15.84. Basis gained 5 to 9 cents, range from $1.50 to $1.55 over the August. High Pro soybean meal on a 48% truck meal basis offered at $491 to $504 per ton. That's up $7.80 to $10.80 per ton. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 3 to 4 cents at $7.02 to $7.19, with basis steady, a range from $45 to $62 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quartered producer corn bids 6 to 11 cents stronger at $6.93 to $7 even, with basis up 2 to 7 cents at $36 to $43 over July. Soybeans up 18 to 19 cents at $15.73 to $15.74, with basis up 5 to 6 cents ranging from $48 to $49 over July. Wheat prices today ended mixed at $6.56 to $6.61, with basis steady to 8 cents stronger at 20 under to 15 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 3 to 7 cents stronger at $7.01 to $7.06. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 14 to 15 cents, with quotations at $15.79 to $15.89. Soft red winter wheat down 4 at $6.82 to $6.83, and the Milo ended a penny lower at $6.75 to $6.76. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $5.11 up to $5.28. New crop soybean bids at $12.40 to $12.60. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $5.12 up to $5.30. New crop soybean bids at $12.48 to $12.69. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $5.15 up to $5.30. And the new crop soybean bids range from $12.53 up to $12.72. That completes our grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now we have your closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle were $121.15, up 20 cents. August live cattle, $121.12, down 5 cents. December live cattle, $126.77, up 7 cents. August feeder cattle were $147.87, up 20 cents. September feeder cattle, $1,507, down 2. November feeder cattle, 152.87, up 2 cents. June lean hogs were 115, down 80 cents. July lean hogs, 97.70, down 32 cents. December lean hogs, 82.60, down 27 cents. Now it's time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 14 cents lower, in a range of 89 to 104, with a weighted average carcass price of $97.51. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly $2 higher, with very good demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 58 to 59. 4 to 5 weights traded at 58 to 61. 5 to 550 at 61 to 64. And over 550 pounds at 62 to 65. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrows and gilts at the country buying points traded mostly steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 67 to 71, with few at 75. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 12,428 head. Moving on to the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville with the opening report for June 25th, with receipts totaling $301. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1 to $1.50 lower. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $1 lower. Choice slaughter steers traded in a range of $120 to $122. Choice slaughter Holstein steers traded from $111.25 to $115. And choice slaughter heifers traded in a range of $120 to $122. In the direct cattle trade, from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded from $120 to $121 and on a dress basis at $200. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 296 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $109.88, which was 77 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $197.57, which was $1.68 lower, with select carcasses at $185.92, which was 66 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 123,000, compared to 121,000 for last week and 129,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 404,000, compared to 394,000 for last week and 407,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And now we have your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June was $7.05. For July, $6.86. Corn delivered to Scottville for June, $6.97. For July, $6.86. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for June, $15.62. For July, $15.36. Wheat delivered to Scottville for June, $6.54. Once again, the prices are corn at Greenfield is $7.05, corn at Scottville is $6.97, beans at Greenfield or Scottville are $15.62, and wheat at Scottville is $6.54. That'll do it for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two.
Thank you, Angela. It's coming up on 6:19 on this Wednesday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. At this time, color radar showing a band of showers west of a line from Pena to Highland and moving slowly to the southeast. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years. So no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Our local weather forecast for today, partly cloudy skies with a 60% chance of a shower or a thunderstorm today. High temperatures in the upper 80s with southwest winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a shower, low temperatures in the low 70s. For tomorrow, Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the low 90s. And your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy and cooler, a slight chance of showers on Sunday. Low temperatures in the low 60s, highs in the low 80s. So far on this Wednesday morning, WSMI weather watcher Robin Schroeder of Jerseyville, an inch of rain. Our local weather conditions right now, south winds at 13 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is rising. We have cloudy skies, 74 degrees. And once again, the National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch. It is in effect for Montgomery, Bond, Madison, and Fayette counties until about 8:10 this morning. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, by the Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
Hi, Justin Peoples here with Wright Automotive. Are you suffering from a poor credit history? We can help rebuild your score. The Credit Forgiveness Program was specifically designed to help consumers who suffer from bankruptcy, divorce, or repossession. Come see how Wright Automotive can help you.
Don't buy a vehicle till you have the right price. The right price.
Wright Automotive's state-of-the-art collision repair facility is now open. Free estimates, free towing, insurance certified, and little to no wait time. Contact Bill to set up your appointment. Wright Automotive in Hillsboro.
Asgrow soybeans have hung in there strong year after year. Whether you are switching corn acres to soybeans or just haven't ordered your soybean seed yet, consider Asgrow on your farm this season.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
I plant Asgrow AG 4232.
I plant Asgrow AG 3832s.
Local Southern Illinois farmers plant Asgrow soybeans.
Contact your local Asgrow dealer today.
And once again, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Randy. I spoke with Arlen Suderman of Water Street Solutions about the recent market trends.
Well, we're seeing a little bit of a bounce after a rough start to the week. We really paid the price for some anxiety in the financial markets over the past week or so, particularly since last Wednesday's statement in a press conference by Ben Bernanke. That the Fed was prepared to start scaling back on its stimulus program and even possibly bring it to a conclusion at some point next year. That really sent the global equity and commodity markets into a tailspin, and grain and oil seeds also felt some of that pain as well, with the funds moving out and a sharp drop in open interest or number of players that are in the market. But we're starting to bounce now. We're starting to recover a little bit. Overall, the trade is still believes that rain makes grain, and it sees the current weather pattern is nearly ideal for trend or higher yields. So overall, I think the market remains under that type of pressure, but it never goes straight down or never goes straight up, and so we're seeing a little bit of that recovery now.
Suderman also talked about what we can anticipate with the USDA acreage report coming out at the end of the week.
Well, the June 28th stocks and acreage report is known for one that is pivotal in price direction. A lot of times it can be what changes the market sentiment altogether for the rest of the summer. What we don't know is which direction that'll be. USDA has admitted recently that 12 out of the last 14 stocks reports have defied industry explanation. That's putting it mildly. And there's no real trend with those being bullish or bearish. Now, the acreage part of that report won't be the final number because it's based on survey results that were done the 1st of June when many farmers who hadn't finished planting yet still didn't know. They were somewhat optimistic they would still get their corn planted and their soybeans planted, and so they really didn't know for sure, but it should show us some trends. So those numbers will go into the July 11th USDA supply and demand report, and we'll adjust production estimates as appropriate at that point. But the debate will go on. How many acres do we have? How many drowned out spots in the middle of fields do we have? Those will still be considered harvested acres for the most part based on USDA's past history. So the debate over actual acres will continue on into January. But the focus of the market, once we get past Friday's acreage report, will be on yield, and that means growing conditions and weekly crop ratings. So the trade will use Friday's USDA acreage estimate in their balance sheet, and then the focus will be primarily on yield from that point forward.
Yesterday was the sheep show at the Macoupin County Fair. I spoke with Rachel Howell, who received Grand Champion Weather in the junior show.
I had a crossbred Weather and then a Hampshire Weather that I got Grand here with.
What goes into raising a Grand Champion Weather?
A lot of hard work and dedication, getting down to the farm early in the morning, just working hard and keeping at it, I guess.
How many years have you been showing?
This is my 11th year showing, so after this year, it'll be my last year. It's a great way to go out with a bang, I guess.
Very good. Are you going to be going to the state fair?
Yeah, getting some of our lambs ready and pig stuff so we can take them down. Hoping to do good there, too, but a lot tougher competition.
Do you have a favorite fair of the year?
I don't really have a favorite. I like going to all of them and just getting to meet the new people and just getting to do what I love.
Is there anything else you want to say about your sheep or your experience with showing sheep?
I think it's just one of those things that you love doing and just keep at it and just work hard. And I think you can just go far as long as you just put in the hard work and just persevere.
I also spoke with Bob Amman of one of the sheep superintendents, and he says that although moving the fair to an earlier date affected the number of entries, it was still a good quality show.
We had a real good sheep show, but our numbers was down because of a fair going on in Missouri that a lot of people went to. We had a lot of good sheep here today.
That will do it for this morning's Farm Show. Be sure to tune in later today for more news and more Macoupin County Fair updates.